The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such a large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came out, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. Listen to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who receives the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no roots, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I mentioned in adult Bible study probably a month or two ago that I have become fascinated with short videos and articles that deal with astrophysics. In particular, quantum physics and quantum entanglement, and how these apply to our solar system, to our Milky Way galaxy, and into the far-reaching universe as a whole. But I am no physicist. So in order for me to make any sense out of what I'm hearing and reading, the people putting these videos and articles together need to use a language and diagrams like I'm a third grader. And so what they are doing is that they're using that famous KISS method, keeping it simple. It is the only way for somebody like me to even get a grasp about what they're talking about. So the question comes to us today as to why would Jesus use confusing parables to teach the crowd? If they can't understand them, how is it that they can learn? Is this simply an unnecessary complication? I mean, even the disciples were thinking along these same lines, for they asked, why do you speak to them in parables? Well, actually, hearing God's words with understanding isn't simply a matter of just getting what the parable is about. Understanding God's word is tough anytime. And there are at least three bad reasons for not understanding. Now, this morning in our gospel reading, we join Jesus as he's teaching, and we see that he knows his audience very well. He knows that there are things that are keeping them from hearing and understanding what he's saying. He knows in their sinful state, they have the ability to resist and to misunderstand his words. Luther picked up on this when he wrote, I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. And we also know that the Holy Spirit comes with the words that Jesus speaks and creates faith. So what then keeps them from hearing and understanding? Well, first, Jesus says it's the devil. He is like the birds who snatch the seed off the path. Now, certainly we know that the devil exists because we know how our own thoughts wander, distracting us, even while listening to another sermon. What were you just now thinking about? Thinking about the Mariners game this afternoon in Texas before the All-Star break? Maybe it was what you're going to stop and get for dinner on this nice, sunny summer afternoon. Whatever it is, leave it up to the devil to shorten our attention spans and introduce thoughts into our minds that have nothing to do with service or worship today. Second, Jesus says it's the flesh. Our sinful flesh is always looking for that next dopamine hit. As long as everything is going very well in our lives, we are quite comfortable with Jesus and his word. But when tragedy strikes or difficulty comes, we quickly tend to abandon it. This is the seed that falls on rocky soil, avoiding suffering and looking for a substitute for it. Third, Jesus says it's the world. We have so many cares that steal our joy when we listen to the world. When will the war in Iraq end? When will rents come down and housing prices come down so that my kids or perhaps your grandkids can have a chance? Will we afford health care in the future at the present rate of increase? This is the seed that falls among the thorns, where the cares of the world choke out the world and it becomes unfruitful. The devil, the world, our flesh make up an unholy trinity that keeps us from hearing. The third commandment tells us not to despise God's preaching or his word. And yet when we listen to this unholy three, they come and they cause us to do this very same thing. But thanks be to God that his word is heard, and what a blessing it is to understand it. See, while Jesus is with the crowd, he pulls his disciples aside and reminds them of what the prophet Isaiah wrote about closed ears and covered eyes, so that the people will neither hear nor see. But to his disciples, he says, "Blessed are you. Many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." So why the 12? Why not the righteous men of old? Well, Jesus answers the disciples in this way: "You have been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it was not given." Did you hear what Jesus just said? The ability to see and to hear and to understand is a gift from God. All of you sitting here this morning have just been gifted again. You have been gifted the Spirit of God in Christ Jesus. The first time this happens was at your baptism. On that day, the Lord came to you in those precious waters and his word, opening your eyes to see that Jesus truly is the Son of God who came to take away the sins of the world. And he did it by dying on the cross for you. And by the faith created by the Holy Spirit at that moment, you continue to hear and to believe in God's word. The word that kills the sinner inside and raises the new one to life. Just like the seed that dies in the ground and then sprouts and grows and eventually bears good fruit. It is the listening of God's word and his preaching that does all this. With his death on the cross, Jesus overcame and conquered the devil, the world, and our flesh. And by this, in his name, we are able to pray: "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Now, we pray this prayer often, maybe so often that we forget what evil we are praying about. For this evil exists. It is not impotent. It is not inanimate or impersonal. It is the evil one, Satan himself, who steals the word from our hearts, who tempts us with suffering and coaxes the world to follow him. But our Lord has overcome the evil one. And in faith in his victory, we pray confidently and resist all the snares and traps he sets for us. See, our Lord has chosen you to receive the gift of faith so that you may hear and understand. This is grace. This is grace alone. No merit on your part caused this. It's a gift out of God's love for you. Today, Jesus teaches his disciples to sow the word of God generously. There are no places, regardless of the potential for growth, where the word of God should not be preached. The sower in the parable is spreading seed everywhere. Pathways, rocky places, among weeds. That's because God's grace is for everyone. Everybody who hears the words that you have heard today may be certain that Jesus really has died. He has risen. He has forgiven you and has given to all of us eternal salvation. So when you have trouble listening to a sermon, don't be too quick to blame the messenger. Trust me, I do that enough for all of us here. But take a look inside. What's keeping you from hearing? Satan? Your flesh? The world? Put those thoughts to death and let Jesus continue to heal you. Remember, every chance to hear God's word is an opportunity not to be missed. After all, it is the power of God for salvation. And when you hear it, it does not return empty. Hearing of God's redemption through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus uplifts us and sustains us. Listen again to what Jesus said. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears good fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and another 30. You have been filled by the Holy Spirit and are in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Fearlessly grow and produce fruit from your renewed and purified hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.